The reality is that for many farmers around the country, when they're under stress, the banks come in and try to sell them out. There was this incident in Leitrim a couple of years ago, where in the Bush Hotel in Carrick and Shannon, there was a sale of a farm of land, and the owner of the hotel, fair play to him, Joe Dolan, when he realised what was going on, he stopped the sale and told them to get out of his hotel, that he depended on the community and that he needed people to stand up to the banks, and that everyone that was in business was in the same position, and that farmers needed to be recognised that they had a right to try their best to get out of these situations and not to be forced sale like that. And you know, the reality is business is business, they'll tell you, but at the end of the day, human beings need to have respect, and the respect that people need to have, certainly for as far as the farming community is concerned, is that we need to ensure that they are not sold out like that. It's just totally intolerable. And the reality is that the government invited the Vulture Funds in, supported them. I mean, the former Minister for Justice, Minister for Finance, said that the vultures were a good thing in an economy. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous and scandalous that we have that situation, and it's prevailing now into the time when we're supposed to be into a recovery, that this is still going on. It's absolutely outrageous. Farmers will stick together, and I think, in fairness, it's not just the farmers, it's also people in business, because many farms have been bought by, and this is one of the dangers we see in this, many farms have been bought by pension funds and all of this, and then they're getting taxpayers' money to plant that land and turn it into forestry, and that's the direction that much of this is going to go into, and that's where we need to be able to stand up. Not only the farmers stand up, but farmers put pressure on government to stand up to the Vulture Funds, because at the end of the day, farmers are voters, and farming lobby is very, very strong, and it needs to put the pressure onto the government to do what needs to be done, to do the right thing, and that means to put the reins on the Vulture Funds and prevent them from doing this. At the end of the day, you know, there's power in community, there's power when people come together, when people work together and support each other, and when an individual there feels that their back is to the wall, and many people are, I suppose, feel very vulnerable and are in a difficult place when they find they're in huge debt and they can't sort it out, and you know, they don't know what to do or where to turn, but they soon realise when it becomes public their situation, that the vast majority of the ordinary decent people of Ireland out there are with them and not with the banks, and that's the reality. This is about community coming together and people working together and supporting each other and finding an alternative solution, and I think that can happen, and we have an opportunity to turn this around, and I very much welcome what the IFA is doing today.